if it's recording, it doesn't. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Sports Weekly with the Sports Nerd. We are not nerds at night tonight. We are up and at 'em early today. Unlike last week when we had nerds at night. But hey, Bob, how's it going? Dan and Bob here. Bob,
doing good. Bright, early, and bushy tailed.
All right. Let me start off with the one piece of news that was upsetting to me this week. Was Henrik Lundqvist retired officially. I texted you the other day about that.
Great
career. Unfortunately, did not win a Stanley Cup. Very, very unfortunate. I know he went to the Capitals to try to win the Stanley Cup. Then he had some heart failure, went through some heart surgery, was out of action. COVID hit, of course. You know, he was out of action with that anyway. But, you know, the next season came around and he tried to get back on the ice. And he basically had another setback while he was on the ice. And
is that what happened?
Yeah, doctors told him don't play right now. And you know, of course, you know how athletes get, and you know, we're athletes, and sometimes we don't listen to our bodies.
Right.
I know.
That's true.
I know for a fact. And then in your mind you might feel great, you might feel like you're ready to play, get back on the ice, do what we need to do. And then he tried again, apparently, to do a little practice, and I don't know what happened after that. But maybe about a couple of weeks later, he decided to retire.
I heard he was going to play this year. That's what I heard.
I thought so too. Yeah, I thought he was going to play this year too, but I guess it's not the case. So being that he played with the Rangers his entire career, obviously he did not play with the Capitals, even though his contract was with the Capitals. That is now done with his retirement. The Rangers are going to retire his jersey this year. Sure you probably read that, which is really nice. That's great. Yeah. Very happy that they're doing that because he was such a huge part of the team. When was that? What year was that he made his debut on the main roster? Do you remember?
I don't remember the exact year, but I remember we were at the preseason game with the Devils and the Rangers, and you said, watch out for this guy. This guy could be like their number one goalie at one point. And sure enough, he took off. That had to be, God, that was back in the – that had to be early 2000s, right?
I want to say 2005.
It might have been, yeah. Because if you remember, we were at that game at the.
I do remember. Kevin Weeks was supposed to be the goalie for the Rangers that season.
That was actually at the Brendan Byrne Arena. It was at the at the time it was Continental Airlines Arena.
I'm just gonna look it up right now.
It was kind of, it wasn't the Rock, I don't think, right?
2006. Yep, I'm right.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I was right. I thought so. I remember.
That was at the Continental Arena. We went. It was a September game. I don't remember the date, but I do remember we were there. and if I recall, wasn't it a really good game? Actually, yes. It was, right?
It was a very, very close game.
It was Lundqvist and Brodeur played too, I believe, right?
I think it was like a 2-1 game or something like that. I don't remember what it was. It was very close, so I was like, wow, like that's a very good game.
Mm-hmm. And Marty played most of the game, if I recall, at least two periods. So yeah. So that's why those preseason games can be fun sometimes. You just never know who you're gonna see. And he shined. He was great. He played the whole game, I think, Henrik, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He played the whole game. Yeah. Yep. I think that was his first start ever, actually.
And I think the Rangers won that, actually.
Yes, they did. They did win 2-1. And I remember that. And I was like, I remember saying the same thing you just said. Hey, watch this guy. He's going to be their future goalie. I can see it already. He's going to take over the starting job.
And he did. He just excelled. He was great. So, that is another number 30 hangs it up. Sad.
Yeah, well, you know, the only thing I'm sad about is he didn't get to win a Stanley Cup. I mean, he's had opportunities. He's got. I think they went to the finals once, maybe, or twice. I don't remember which. I think it was once at least.
Against the Kings.
Right, against the Kings, yeah. And they've gotten to the semifinals a couple times. But, yeah, I mean, it's a little disappointing. You know, you don't have you have a goalie that's that talented and just didn't win a cup. You know, and that happens. You know, that's what it is. I'm sure he made his money.
He won an Olympics, though. He did win that. Yeah, but it's not the same as
But he was so proud of his country too. And that's the one.
But he's still really good. Yeah, I mean, it just showed his talent was unbelievable. So, yep. Yeah, it is sad though. Definitely to see.
I think that was the big news. I think hockey wise this week, and I think that was pretty big news for both you and me. I mean, you being a Devils fan, but you know, somewhat a Rangers fan, and me being a big Rangers fan, but somewhat a Devils fan sometimes too, right?
We're still hockey fans, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
we recognize greatness, and you know that those he was a elite goalie, so as crap. So yeah, definitely sad. Yeah, it's, I think
I wonder what he would have done with the Capitals this year. That's going to be curious to see because, you know,
yeah.
Man. Last year, did they even make the playoffs last year? I don't think they made the playoffs, right?
Washington did.
They did? I don't remember. Yeah. Oh, they did. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Did I think Boston barely beat them or something?
Yeah, barely squeaked in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, they weren't as good, obviously. So
I'd be curious to see how Washington does this season. You know, they have their goalies, but you know, if they win it all, that kind of meant that Henrik would have lost, you know, out on the Stanley Cup if he doesn't play. But we'll see. I'm sure, you know, he's going to focus on his health first. And then after that, he might find a spot in, you know, in an organization somewhere along the line of, you know, I'm going to help out with,
he might help something out with his team Sweden or something.
I was thinking that. I'm thinking he's probably going to do something with Team Sweden. That's exactly what I was thinking. I think he's been more focused about, you know, being in his homeland and everything. And, you know, I know he loves New York. That's for certain. I know he loves New York. So yeah. I would not be surprised if at some point in the future he is doing something with the Rangers. But yeah. All right. Moving on. Baseball. So how about them Yankees right now?
That's what I was just thinking. They are on fire, dude. I mean, this absolutely on fire. Just real fun to watch. Since that trade that they got for Rizzo and Gallo, do you realize that they are 19-4? They are 12-1 with Rizzo in the lineup. Since he's come back from the COVID, that's definitely impacted him. He's 1-9 with only one walk and two RBIs since that. So, yeah, and Boone gave him a day off on Friday. But Luke Voigt's taken off like a house on fire. So he's goes 4-5 with a homer and two RBIs the other night. Then he hits another couple hits yesterday with the double and big RBIs. Giancarlo Stanton's hitting the ball. I mean, he has he has 20 home runs now. Would you believe that? I know everyone calls for his head and how he sucks and all that, but he quietly is, you know, just does his thing. I mean, yeah, there are times he looks awful, but he's pretty locked in right now. I think the whole team is really rejuvenized.
Have they been picking it up since that Field of Dreams game? I feel like that's been their turning point right now. I mean, maybe since Rizzo came on board has been the big turning point, right?
It's been Rizzo and Gallo. Gallo hasn't, like, Gallo's only hit a couple home runs, but Gallo gets on base. He takes good walks. He really works.
That's what they want him to do. Yes.
And they do that. And he does. And he, if you watch the games religiously like I do, he's on a full count all the time. I mean, very rarely will he swing at a first pitch. He does here and there. There are times, but he really controls the strike zone really well. I mean, he's excellent. And he's a good fielder too. Right. So now Stanton's playing the outfield. So that's given them versatility in the order that they can put Voit as a DH. They can put Stanton in right field. You could even put Judge in center field. I mean, right? It's like,
yeah, right.
It's
yeah,
unbelievable. Yeah. Right. And it's,
yeah, that's good.
It's just so much versatility, and you know, and I gotta say, look at Tyler Wade. He's tearing the cover off the ball. I mean, he's not hitting home runs, but he's using his speed. He's hitting in 270s. Tyler Wade. Everyone thought he was just a minor league ball player, but the thing is, he's getting the time to play, and he's hitting doubles, and he's hitting and he's using his speed. That's the thing. You get a guy on, you know, he could score from first base on a double in the gap. I mean, the speed's unbelievable. And as Andrew Velasquez, who's filling in for Gleyber Torres, he's on fire. He had his first, he's Brooklyn born. He had his first home run yesterday in the eighth inning, actually. Good for him. But he's been big in the field, playing a great field, and it's just great. I mean, it really is. As a Yankee fan, I love what they're doing. I hope they can keep it up. They have a tough week ahead. Two in Atlanta. Today's game, by the way, Scooby-Doo Day, is Scooby-Doo Bobblehead Day, rained out already. They postponed it last night already. So no, anyone listening to this, do not show up to the ballpark because there will be no game today. they may have a hard time getting down to Atlanta, but they have two in Atlanta today or tomorrow and Tuesday. And then they have a day off on Wednesday, and they travel out west, four in Oakland over the week. That's going to be tough. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Oakland.
That's an important game. Now you're saying against Oakland, and isn't Oakland the other wildcard team right now?
Yes, that's why it's very important. At least to split that. You don't want to lose right. that.
Because exactly. You don't want to get swept. I mean, sweeping them would be ideal.
Back of Tampa, so we have to keep in mind they're not winning
the
division
yet. I think that they shouldn't be focused on being four back from Tampa right now. I think what they need to be focused on is getting that wild card spot first. I mean, obviously you want to get first place, right?
You do, yeah.
But getting that wild card spot first and really securing it, because when I'm looking at the standings, I mean, look, they're only, what, two games up, I think, on a wild card or something like that? Or is it half game up on Boston?
Half, yeah. Well, you're, and Oakland right now, they're 4-6 in their last 10. So they had a crushing loss last, they were beaten San Francisco 5-2 yesterday, and they blew it. Actually, they lost 6-5 late. Yeah. So, yeah, it was 5-4 in the ninth, and then they gave up two runs. So, Lamont Wade hit a two-run homer, and they wound up losing 6-5. So that's huge. That's a big loss, and the Yankees won yesterday.
The Yankees in the last 10 are 9-1. So,
dude, they've won 9 straight. Yeah, they would have won probably 10 straight today because they would have been playing Minnesota again.
We don't know. Where's Minnesota dead last? I think they're 5-5 in their last 10.
They own Minnesota. Yeah. They own Minnesota. Yeah. They would have won today.
But they're like dead last there. But yeah, I mean, let's talk about what's going on here, because it's not just, you know, Stanton and Rizzo and Gallo, right? I mean,
no, it's everybody. That's what I was saying. Contribution from the whole lineup. Wade,
that's including a pitcher that's suddenly come around.
Well, Jameson Taillon's been unbelievable. Lewis Heel, right? He's been unbelievable. Yep. I mean, that guy, he was actually going to start. He was going to pitch today. That's why I thought they were going to win today. But
And he's got phenomenal stats right now. Now, what's going on with him? Because why is he suddenly come around like this? Like what?
He developed so quick. He was in. He came up from Somerset this year, then he went to AAA and then right to the Yankees, all within a few months. Amazing. Just you know what? Opportunity knocks. Injured pitchers presented opportunity, and he's in. Right, and that was all due to COVID. The Yankees had no choice. They had Montgomery, Cole, out. Two of their starting, and then they have Herman. They were out. Two of the guys I just mentioned though were out with COVID. Herman was out just, I think, with a regular injury. But still, it's three or five guys out. They had no choice. They had to bring these guys up, some of them in. And, and look at that Devi Garcia, right? He just fell off hard times. He started last year in the playoffs. And here's a guy that is just regressed so badly. They came and bring him up even when so they're scrambling. They bring these other guys up, and they've been doing really good. I mean, really been doing good. So good credit. Good job on the minor league development for sure, because, it's really great to see, this guy pitch even in big games like against Boston and, just very even keel, just great. I mean, this week I did say that was one of the lock. They were going to take the series. They swept Boston actually this week.
Yeah, they swept them,
the doubleheader, right? And then won the other. So good for them. I mean, they've just been really playing good. So yeah, and to your point, since the Field of Dreams game, they haven't lost. So
yeah, I know. I was going to say they haven't lost since that Field of Dreams game, and ironically enough, the Chicago White Sox are 5-5 since then.
And, yeah, they haven't been playing as good.
But to their credit, they're also in a very bad division. Their winning percentage, their actually record is identical to the Yankees right now. If this were Yankees in the AL Central, they'd be on top, I think, from what I'm seeing. They have less run scores than Yankee. That's probably the only thing that would get them. But if the Yankees were there, and it wasn't the White Sox, if it was flip flop, the Yankees would be right on top of that division right now.
And the White Sox are playing Tampa. They did take the first game. They lost yesterday, the White Sox. So maybe they can take the series today, help the Yankees out. Only maybe be 3.5 back, which would be nice because the Yankees do have to face Tampa last series of the season. That could come down to something. That could mean something. So, but there's a lot of games left. I mean, I know it's short, but there's still some big games ahead. And let's see how they do, though. They go on the West Coast here, right? They have to go to Oakland and Anaheim. And,
and that's the thing. The Yankees always do good on the West Coast.
I was going to say the opposite, actually. I don't think they do.
They always do pretty good on the West Coast. I always thought that, especially the past couple of years, I thought the West Coast swings have been pretty good.
Yeah, but Oakland, they always have a trouble at. So we'll see. They always beat Oakland in Yankee Stadium, but they always lose to Oakland at Oakland. So
That ballpark's not really friendly for a lot of teams in Oakland.
Yeah, but they always find a way to like lose it late in Oakland. That's what I always noticed because Oakland's like a come from behind team. That's the annoying part. But hopefully they could keep it going. Staying in the tri-state area, the Mets have just fallen on way hard times.
Dude, I was just looking at their record. I was going to say they're done. They're done.
They are pretty much done. I mean, they had this gauntlet of they had to play the Giants and Dodgers 13 straight games, and they've only won one game. They've only won one game. They lost 3 to the Dodgers. They lost 2 to the Giants. They won one the last game in extra innings, and then they've lost the first
but an entire division is just so bad. I mean, look, the Phillies are 3-7. Phillies are 3-7 except for Atlanta. Right, Atlanta's 9-1, but Phillies are 3-7 in the last 10. Mets are 2-8.
Yeah.
Washington's 3-7. So, ironically, the Marlins aren't too bad. They're 4-6, but they're just so far behind that they can't do much right now. So, I mean, the Mets, they're not even in second place at this point in that division. They're in third. Seven games back, so I don't know unless they have some weird turnaround.
Braves, swept the Marlins. They've played some bottom feeder teams, and the Orioles right now, and you know Baltimore, they suck. So, they've won 8 straight. Atlanta, so they're cruising. They're going to be okay, and they have a good lineup too. Their pitching's kind of scary, so they could make some noise in October, even without Acuña Jr. And that's all credit to. It just shows you make the moves during the trading deadline, things can really help. I mean, the Yankees changed their lineup with Gallo and Rizzo.
Huge. I'm just curious to see it because the Cubs basically gave away. I'm looking at that. The Cubs are like 14 games back. Oh, wow. They're just that bad. Okay. I was wondering how bad the Cubs got after they made all
they those got trades. Worse. They got worse. They won like only a few.
I think they were purposely trying to tank at this point. I don't know what caused all that big nonsense of getting rid of your top players like that when they did, but there must have been something behind the scenes that we don't know that was going on. And hey, now they're 54-71, which is not that great.
And Baez got hurt with the Mets, so Baez didn't really catapult them. So, so the Mets, Mets are just a disaster. And I hear Jacob DeGrom's probably done for the season. So the guy never.
Yeah, we heard that. We knew that last week too. Same thing. Nothing's changed with that.
Not good news for them. So they were hoping, but it just doesn't seem like that's going to happen now. So
now, I wonder if in the offseason he's just going to get so fed up that he's going to demand a trade or something.
You don't know, right? Possible. So
we'll have to keep our eye on that. I mean, I don't know where he'd go to, but I mean, hopefully nowhere on the West Coast because I'm looking at the West Coast teams and I'm like, San Francisco and the Dodgers don't need anything right now.
Right.
Well, I'm just trying to look to see who the wild cards are in the National League because I really wasn't paying attention here. What's happening in the National League. And it's kind of a 3-way tie right now. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It's not a three-way tie, but there's three teams.
There's three teams battling, right?
We know the Dodgers are there because the Dodgers and the Giants basically have just taken off. I'm pretty sure that the Dodgers are going to get their spot. But now we talk about
they're hot right now. Yeah, they're now we talk about the other two behind teams. San Fran. They're catching San Fran.
Right. Now we talk about the other two teams that need the wild card right now, and Cincinnati and San Diego, which is surprising me that Cincinnati is up there. Was not surprised with San Diego, just because of how they were with Tatis Jr. and everything, right? And they made some moves during the offseason, but. What is Cincinnati about? Like, why are they suddenly up there in this? What are they that good?
They've been playing really good. Votto's been on fire, and Castellanos. They've been hitting the ball really well, and they got a couple good pitching performances. But I would say their bats are scoring a lot of runs. Just playing real well. Doing a good job. Yeah, and they are like real quietly doing this. But they have some young guys, and they are playing well. Definitely are. And the Cardinals, they're starting to come on, but I think it's going to be too late for them.
Right. I think it'll be too late for them too. Right. Exactly. I'm okay with that too. And I'm glad to see Cincinnati's name up there because I don't know when the last time they made the playoffs. It's been a while. Right. And that'd be great to see another team.
I believe that. Well, I don't think it has been that long actually. No, it was last year, actually. It was during the COVID. Okay. Yeah. They played with Bauer with that extended postseason, right? Bauer got in, but Atlanta beat him. The Braves beat him. So.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep our eye on that because that wild card race is a little tight there, right? And, Cincinnati or San Diego.
Been having a hard time, but they did beat the Phillies last night in a come from behind win. So it was a big win for them.
Yeah. And I will probably guess that San Diego will somehow turn it up these next few weeks and get up there. But I am pulling for Cincy at this point. So no offense to any San Diego fans, but it's just different. When you look at it, it's different. I'm wondering though, if they end up in a tie at the end of the season, what's the tiebreaker? Do they go into a game to have a tiebreaker or is there something that they look at the stats and say, well, here's a tiebreaker, head to head, or what do they do?
I think they do head to head. Yeah. I think they will do head to head. So if it was that, I think they could also do a one game play in too. That's possible too.
That's what I thought I remembered they would do at that point, which would
make things
a little bit more interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what they do. And they flip a coin who has a home game. That's what it is.
Something to keep our eye on there. Cool.
Yeah, it is. Definitely is.
Anything else baseball going on this week? I haven't been paying too much attention other than what we've been talking about with the Yankees, but
Little League World Series. Tom's River won yesterday 11-4 against the Connecticut team, so they stay alive.
Tom's River win the Little League World Series every year.
No, they haven't been in it since Todd Frazier was in it back early, 2000s.
I thought they were in it a couple years ago.
No, they weren't. So
I don't know if that really counts, but okay.
No, I know. They're in it now. But hey, you always pull for a Jersey team, right?
Well, you might as well tell me about the NBA Summer League now. What's going on there?
The NBA Summer League actually it's over. It was won by the Sacramento Kings, believe it or not, over the Boston Celtics in a blowout by like 33 points, I believe it was. So yeah, actually, both teams were 4-0 going into the game, and it looked like everyone thought the Celtics were going to win. We were actually favored by 7 points going into the game, and it was completely the opposite. Sacramento just destroyed them. Yep. So Sacramento has high hopes.
Here's my comment. That must have been the highest rating show out of any show ever this week.
Could have been. You never know.
I know. What day was it on?
That was on Tuesday night.
It could have been. Tuesday, there's not a lot. There's not a lot. Usually not a lot going on Tuesday nights.
No.
That's okay.
But, Sacramento, they got some guys that can really play. So if they continue that, that's good for them. Maybe they'll actually be relevant this year in the NBA. We'll see.
I guess we'll see. Well, I guess
that's pretty good, though. Knicks finished it pretty good. Their all their rookies played, and they looked excellent. So that Quentin Grimes, he's like a 3-point specialist. He got on fire. So hey, that's good to see. If they can get him playing like that, you know, because don't forget college and the NBA is a difference with the 3-point line and a little further back for the NBA. And boy, he was just he was lights out. And in a couple games, he had like 28 points. It's like 5 for 7 from three, one game. Yeah, it was good. So that's important. Obi Toppin, the last year's draft pick, one of their draft pick. He looked pretty good too. He looked like he could be coming to his own. So that could be, you know, huge thing for the Knicks off the bench this year with Obi Toppin. And Emmanuel Quickley just looked like Emmanuel Quickley, and he's going to be solid for the Knicks. He was good last year, and I was surprised he even played the summer league, but he looked good just developing his game, fine-tuned, and he's going to even be better probably than last year. So high hopes as a Knicks fan, maybe. So we'll see. And that Deuce McBride they got, he looks good too. So the draft picks look like solid choices. Definitely positions they need to fill too. They won't be starters. They'll be off the bench, but the Knicks needs some depth off the bench, and I think they'll definitely get that. So that's good. And that's pretty much all there is in basketball. We have football.
So yeah, let me start about something with football here. Give me one second while I pull it up and Oh, sorry. I shouldn't be playing that song. They lost 35-0.
Hey, got payback in them on the Super Bowl.
I saw the score and I'm just like, I'm like, either the Patriots are really, really good or the Eagles are really, really bad this season.
And the Eagles are a 1-point favorite going into the game. That's why
you know that. I know that. And I did say last week, I think I pretty much said it. I said, I think the Patriots are going to beat the Eagles next week. I don't think the Eagles are going to win a game this preseason.
Probably not. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, they got a new coach that's never really Nick Sirianni or whatever his name is. I don't know. He hasn't proven himself, so who knows? The team's a mess, I think. And, yeah, I don't think they'll be that good this year. I think maybe tops are a 4 or 5-win team this year. But yeah.
That's what I think, too. And a lot of Eagle fans will probably be very upset that we're saying that because we know a few Eagle fans. And that's why I played that in case they're listening. So this way they can be like, you guys are jerks.
I mean, I don't know how much better the Giants will be, so – but we'll see.
Well, okay. So remember, my lock of the week was that the Giants are going to win this week, right?
And actually, breaking news, Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, and most of the starters are going to play the first half is what I'm reading now.
Okay. So they are playing the Browns at 1:00 today. The Giants have not won a game. The Browns are 1-0. Of course, the Giants played basically all their scrubs against the Jets. The Jets are 2-0 right now in preseason. They actually beat the 0-2
Green Bay.
They did not play Rodgers, so it's just pretty much, you know, I think that's why the Packers are losing their games. They're not losing by much, but they're losing their games.
Wilson looked good though again, so
yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Zach Wilson looking pretty good, and the Jeff fans are very excited about him.
Gotta be happy with that. He looks he looks like they made the right draft pick. I mean, he looks better than Sam Darnold ever did in a Jets uniform. So, you know, he went 9 for 11 yesterday, 128 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's
very good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And they the Jets, though, have guys, you might remember, they have players on the edge, like the wide receivers that Darnold never had. It's amazing, right? They get rid of, but they got that Corey Davis from Tennessee. You remember him? He was a wide receiver. They have him. You know, 2 touchdowns yesterday, Tyler Croft. Remember he was with Buffalo?
I do remember him, yeah.
And you remember he's from Rutgers, by the way.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he looked pretty good. He had 2 touchdowns yesterday. He looked really comfortable with Zach Wilson. So that might be something to look out for That could be a good tandem, you know, because the Jets have not had a tight end in a long time.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So we'll keep an eye out for that team. I mean, look, I'm not a Jets fan. I'm a Giants fan. You're a Giants fan, but you know, they are in our area, obviously, and you know, if we did not have the New York Giants, I suspect that you and I would probably be Jets fans. It's just how it is.
We probably would, yeah. Well, you know, a good word for the Jets that I see is spunky.
That's a good word for it. I like that.
Yeah, spunky. That's how I see it. I've watched both of their games. I did watch the game yesterday.
Interesting. That's an interesting word for them. I like that.
Yep. And, you know, it is because they have a new coach. It's like they have new blood, you know?
Yeah.
Fresh blood. So it is something that, you know, to look out for, see how they play, you know, if this carries into the regular season. Right. But we'll see. I am, you know, curious to see how the Giants look today. They are going to have a couple of their number ones going today, Jones, and they're going to have a couple of their they're not going to have all the wide receivers and everything, but Corey Clement's going to get some playing time, and he looked good last week. So I'd like to see if he continues. The Giants did release Alfred Morris during the week. It's going to be Corey Clement or Devontae Booker. That's what you're going to see today. So we'll see how those guys could do.
Cool. Well, we'll keep an eye on the game. There's only two games today. It's them. Yeah. And then the other one is a
I think it's San Francisco, LA Chargers.
Yep. San Francisco against the Chargers. That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The 49ers against the Chargers.
Is that a 7:30 tonight?
It's 7:30 tonight at Eastern. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It is. Okay.
Yeah, it's in San Diego. Or sorry, not in San Diego. Whatever. Wherever
it is. It's in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah. And then we have a game tomorrow too, which is the Jaguars and the Saints, which are both 0-1 teams. So I'm running through the scores right now, just to get an idea. The Chiefs beat the Cardinals 17-10. That made the Chiefs 2-0 in preseason. The Bills destroyed the Bears 41-15. Wow, the Bills are 2-0. Okay. The Ravens.
You know who looks good? The Ravens actually have won 19 straight preseason games. You know that?
Longest streak ever. And they beat the Carolina Panthers 20-3. Falcons. Well, they scored runs.
You mean points. But the thing with the Falcons, they lost AJ McCarron possibly to a serious knee injury. Yeah.
Wow. And they lost the Dolphins 37-17. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Falcons, I think I said this last week, but I think the Falcons might end up being the worst team in football.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Matt Ryan's not playing right now. So that's.
Yeah, you know. True. Good point. Yeah. The Titans beat the Buccaneers. I'm sure Brady's still not playing 34-3.
No. Right. Yeah. They're just tank. They're not playing anyone.
My favorite
Denver is unbelievable.
Yes. Good. So that is one that I was going to point out. Denver 30-3 against the Seahawks.
And look what they did. Didn't they win 30-6 or 33-6 against the Vikings?
So I was talking to my friend Brad, who's a big Star Wars nerd that I met a few years ago, and he's a big Broncos fan. And he's basically telling me that the Broncos are the real deal this season. To really be on the lookout for them, because he's like us, where, you know, when he knows his team is bad, it's bad. And he says this is a team that he really is excited for this season, and to really look out for them because he thinks that they can go all the way.
Well, they have a quarterback, controversy, whatever you want to call it. They're definitely competing for the number one spot, Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. So both actually played yesterday. Drew Lock played until like late in the third quarter, and then
where do we know Teddy Bridgewater from again?
Well, we know Teddy Bridgewater from the Jets. We know him from Louisville. He came from, and he's bounced around the league a little bit, and then he went to the Panthers.
He was always a guy that I always thought, he bounced around the league, and I always thought that
started off with the Minnesota Vikings, right?
The Vikings, and I always thought he had the talent to do a lot. And just got a serious injury, and no team really wanted to touch him after that.
Well, then he went to the Jets, then he went to the Saints, then he went to the Panthers, and now he's with Denver. And I think that Denver's a good fit for him because last night they have some weapons on the edge on their wide receivers. They have Jerry Jeudy, and they have KJ Hamler. Jerry Jeudy is a couple years removed from Alabama. KJ Hamler's from Penn State. So I know KJ Hamler very well as a Penn State fan, and they looked great. They are in sync. I think Teddy Bridgewater actually will get the starting job, is my guess. But
you think Teddy Bridgewater's going to get this? I'm going to ask my buddy about that tomorrow when I talk to him. Actually, I'll probably talk to him tonight because we're watching The Walking Dead. We usually text each other. So I'll ask him about who do you think is going to be the starting quarterback. And I'll let you know what he says.
Teddy. Yeah, I think it'd be Teddy over Drew Lock because Drew Lock had it last year. And I think, you know, Drew Lock looks so – I mean, he was with the second and third stringers last night. Right. So he didn't have the weapons. But I think Teddy Bridgewater looked pretty darn good. Right. In fact, do we know Teddy's numbers last night?
I don't know, but I can find out. Give me 1 second.
Teddy's numbers last night, I think, were
find out. I'm looking at it right now. Just pulling this up. Ooh, and I don't want this to. Okay.
He's 9 for 11, 105 yards, 1 touchdown. Drew Lock was 9 of 14, no touchdowns. Again, second, third stringers, so you can't go by that. Yep. Their third string, Brett Rypien, was 3 for 3 with the touchdown. Wow. So, yeah, Denver actually looked really solid on defense and everything. They just looked good throughout the whole, all sides of the ball. Yeah, they could be dangerous. Yeah, they could definitely be dangerous.
Yeah, and the other team that I mentioned this last week was this is another team to look out for, and it didn't really blow out their opponent last night, but they did win. Was the Steelers beat the Lions 26-20, and the Steelers,
they were 20-0 by the way, and then they just put their four stringers in.
So there we go. So here they were blowing them out. So here we are, and they're 3-0, which is I think that's pretty much what their preseason is over now.
Yes,
I guess they must have had one of the early games happen. But yeah, I mean, ending undefeated, you know, on preseason is pretty good. I'll be curious to see how they are in the regular season. Yeah, that's between Denver and them, I'm pretty sure those are my two picks to really potentially win the Super Bowl this season. That is where I'm going with that right now.
Yeah, you know, Pittsburgh played Dallas Cowboys in the first Hall of Fame game. That's why they're done early. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of the Cowboys, they lost to the Texans 20-14. The Cowboys ended up 0-3 this preseason.
Yeah.
so who's going to be worse, the Cowboys or the Eagles?
Yeah, it's going to be a pitiful division. It's probably going to come down to the Giants and Washington. Believe it or not.
Oh, that's really pitiful now that we think about it.
I think Washington won last night. Didn't they beat Cincinnati 17-13 at Fire Football?
They did win last night, yep. And they beat Cincinnati 17-13. You are right.
Yeah, yep. So you know, and keep in mind, they have Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, I know he's a journeyman, but he wins.
Right.
So I'm more scared of Washington now with him than with Haskins. Funny thing is, Dwayne Haskins played for the Steelers last night, and I don't think he was. I don't think he lit up the charts because they brought him in, and I think they were better with who the heck they have. I don't think Roethlisberger played or anything like that. From what I saw, no, it was just who played last night. It was Mason Rudolph. Oh, Roethlisberger did play actually. He was 8 of 10. He did pretty good. I missed that part. He had 2 touchdowns.
Good.
But Mason Rudolph, he played. And then Dwayne Haskins was 4 of 7 with nothing. Rudolph was all right, 13 of 18. What I did see late in the third quarter, which was weird, they had Juju Smith-Schuster on special teams, and he got hurt. So I don't think it was a serious injury. Brought him under the tent, and then they just took his shoulder pads off and said, you're done. But why would you even play a guy like with that caliber in the third quarter of a preseason game on special teams? Nonetheless, I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. That was quite weird to see that. So he got hurt, and it was midway through the third, and he got hurt. If you look at the recap of that game last night, the Detroit, they were down 23-0, and then they actually scored 20 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So, yeah, they outscored them 23 in the fourth. So Detroit's not that good, I don't think. I don't think Detroit's going to be anything. I think the Bears might be something this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm up in the air about the Bears, you know, to be honest with you. I mean,
you know, maybe we'll see. I mean, I think Baltimore is going to be something now that I'm looking at it, because they've had some pretty good defensive outings, and that's always been them, right? So that's another team we should really look out for. I mean, I'm still up there with the Broncos and the Steelers right now, but you know, yeah, I guess we'll have to see. I'm looking out. Let me run through some other scores here, because I think we should definitely run through them. The Colts won in extra innings against the Vikings, 12-10.
Yeah, right. Actually,
so I don't know. I think the Vikings are struggling to have a little bit of a struggle from what I'm seeing this season, this preseason at least. The Texans, we said Texans beat the Cowboys. Raiders beat the Rams 17-16. Again, a very close score. So there's a lot of close scores too that are going on here.
Actually, that Raider Ram game, it was 17-10 late. They scored a touchdown, the Rams. They went for two, and they didn't get it. That's how they lost, because they went for the two right at the end there, and it just didn't pan out. But again, yeah, they're not these teams. I'm watching them. I mean, there are some teams that are really trying to win, and the Jets are definitely one of them. Yeah. So it would not shock me if the Jets finish the preseason. You know, they play Philadelphia. I think they'll beat the Eagles.
Oh, I think so, too. I think they'll beat the Eagles, too. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, is that I'm going to pull for them to at least make the playoffs this season.
They have a good team, actually. They're under the radar, but I think they have a coach that, you know that Robert Saleh, who was on the defensive coordinator for the 49ers for the last several years. He just has like a winning mentality, right? So yeah. I think that you bring that winning mentality into the thing, and you know, you no longer have Adam Gase. Dude, I mean, that's huge right there. That the team's like different energy. That's why I said they're spunky. You got to watch them. You got to watch them. I don't think they're going to go lightly. I think they'll be better than New England. I do think that. I know Cam Newton had a good day the other day, but he's not that consistent. And I think that could be definitely, it won't be horrible if that's the only game on TV, I guess, right? The Jets.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Might be watchable football now. So we'll see. I'm looking at the,
I'm just looking to see what we have next week too, because obviously this is only preseason week two, right? But we had the Hall of Fame game. I think that's the reason why we have.
Yeah.
So, just looking at it, you know.
Pittsburgh plays Friday night, actually. I don't know if you knew that. They play Carolina.
How do they play?
So they get four games.
They get four games. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I guess the Hall of Fame game counts as a fourth. That's weird.
And Dallas plays, too.
Yeah, I'm looking at the, you know, we got the Colts against the Lions, Steelers against the Panthers, Eagles against the Jets. That's going to be my lock of the week. The Jets are going to beat the Eagles. That's going
to
be
I like that one. And then New England plays the Giants too. But yeah, I can't sit there and say the Giants.
But I'm saying the Jets against the Eagles are going to be my lock of the week right now. Even though I could potentially say something about the Broncos and the Rams, but I'll just walk through what we have.
Mine's going to be Kansas City over Minnesota just for this week.
Kansas City and Minnesota. Packers against the Bills. The Bills are really on fire. That's another team that could be very dangerous. Washington against the Ravens, which would be very – I think that would be a good game on Saturday. Bears against the Texans. Cardinals against the Saints. Buccaneers, 0-2 Buccaneers now against the Texans. Rams against the Broncos, which I think that will be a fun game to watch on Saturday. Oh, wow, the Giants are playing – Giants have all Sunday games, huh? Okay.
At least for the preseason game. 6 o'clock
against the Patriots. Yeah, I'm just looking at that. Then we got the Cowboys and the Jaguars and the Dolphins and the Bengals. And then,
well, they played last Saturday, so they have.
Oh, right, yeah, they played last Saturday. Yeah,
and then they have today, Sunday. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to today actually, because it's a rainy day here in the.
Well, they're not playing here. Yeah, they're not playing in New Jersey. They're playing,
which is good. Cleveland. So that's why it'd be good to. I don't know what the weather is in Cleveland, but it probably can't be any worse than it is here in New Jersey.
Sure, so. It's probably. Well, you know, they're a little bit further out west, so I'm sure it's okay. But, that'll be an interesting game. Yeah,
it'll be good, just to watch, see how they look.
Yeah, but I definitely think the Jets will pull it off against the Eagles next week and, you know, go 3-0, like you say. That's my lock of the week. If that's your lock of the week, we should go to Vegas and put a big bet on.
That's it, right? Jets, that's it. Yeah, Jets, and I'll take the KC. I could see Buffalo winning, too. I could even go throw two out there this week. I think Buffalo will win, too.
We'll see how it goes.
You don't know, because they probably rest everybody. That's why it's always tough the last preseason game. But by the way, it's going to be 84 degrees and sunny today over in Cleveland. So
that'll be a good test then.
Yep. It'll be nice to see. Should be a dry field. And, yeah, I don't know if Odell Beckham's going to play or anything like that. But, yeah, for the Browns. But Case Keenum is starting, not Baker Mayfield, for the Cleveland Browns. So they're not even – they're probably not going to start their ones. But I would like to see how the Giants look, because they definitely need to have better performance because they looked awful.
Yeah.
But, again, it was because they didn't start anybody. That's what I'm hoping at least.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I can definitely tell you a bit about another sport that just had occurred. You're probably not watching as much as I am with wrestling, but if you are,
I haven't.
Typically do wrestling podcasts, but I haven't been doing them just because it's just been overkill with weekly shows on them. And I just felt like, you know, even though I'm getting a little bit of an audience, because I'm part of another group that really, I'm more active with them than I am with this place. I'll put it that way, with wrestling at least. And, you know, I've been part of a lot of discussions on there and going on their live feeds and stuff like that. So if you have not watched All Elite Wrestling, which is AEW wrestling, it's on Wednesday nights. It's at 8:00. Definitely watch it. It's a 2-hour show, but it's on TNT.
Okay.
You'll see a lot of familiar faces on there. You'll see John Moxley, who you also knew was Dean Ambrose in WWE. You'll see Chris Jericho. You will see CM Punk now, who is now on there. He's back to wrestling after how many years? Probably 9-10 years. This is Tony Khan. You know who Tony Khan is. Tony is the owner of the Jaguars, I believe, right? He owns this company, and he's gotten basically a slew of wrestlers come in and really compete. This new wrestling, I'll call it federation at this point, and it's really a wrestling federation, is starting to blow WWE out of the water.
Really?
It's only been around for 2 years, but they are so phenomenal. Like, the fans are so loud. I can't believe how loud the fans are. I'll send you a video later of CM Punk's debut on Friday night, because they had a Friday night show. On top of that, WWE has some interesting things going on now too. John Cena returned to wrestling again. So he's done with his movies. Brock Lesnar just returned last night at SummerSlam. Becky Lynch just returned after pregnant, having a baby and all that. She just returned to wrestling last night too. And they're talking about bringing The Rock back as well.
Oh, wow.
So wrestling suddenly has a big, like high visibility and a big audience now because of not just WWE, but AEW. And now there's a big...
Is AEW forcing WWE to be really competitive right now, because they know
WWE is not being competitive, and that's the point. They're trying to do what they want to do and ignore AEW. Problem that with the WWE is that they're releasing a lot of wrestlers.
Bray Wyatt got released. I did hear that.
Yeah, yes, he got released. His wife got released. There's a bunch of people that got released recently.
Why is it?
Well, The plan is that I wasn't expecting to discuss this, but I'll tell you anyway. The plan is that they brought in this guy, this executive or whatever. His name is Nick Khan, not related to Tony Khan at all or nothing like that. The guy apparently comes in and looks at financials of all these companies, right? And even though WWE is a $1 billion company, they want to save a few bucks because of what happened with the pandemic and stuff like that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they obviously lost a lot of ticket sales without, you know, without having sure. to, you know, go around the world and stuff like that. And now this guy came in and said, well, you know, Bray Wyatt's making $1.5 million a year. Well, let's get rid of him. And in 3 months, let's offer him another contract for, say, $900,000 a year and see if he comes back. And that's their thinking, is that they might start doing that for some wrestlers. Unfortunately, when they're doing that, AEW
grab them.
That's exactly what's happening after their 90-day clause is up. That's exactly what's happening. Yeah. And AEW is like, well, screw you. We're taking your wrestlers right here. And they've done that on a couple occasions right now. Some bigger names some names that got released really went ahead, and some of them didn't even have the 90-day clause. And they're like, well, here it is. You know, we're getting rid of this guy. This guy didn't have a 90-day clause. So two names that are going to come up in AEW very soon. I'm going to tell you right now, Bray Wyatt, as you mentioned, I believe I signed a contract with AEW.
I was just going to say they would be stupid not to go after him.
We'll get the second one. And, Daniel Bryan.
And they're willing. Oh, really? Wow. That's a big one.
Yep. That's probably going to be in about September timeframe. So, wait, so
Daniel Bryan's gone now?
He is gone. His contract was up. Has not renegotiated anything with WWE. I don't know what that means for his wife, Brie, or Nikki, as we know. Nikki was talking about returning to WWE. Obviously, if the Bellas have a relationship with, you know, Daniel Bryan, you know, we don't know how that's going to go. You want to be your own business person too. I think you should be independent.
Sure.
Right.
But wow, that's the other thing. It's interesting. AEW is paying them the money then, huh?
That's exactly because Tony Khan has the money.
Wow.
But here's the thing. They feel that these wrestlers that go over there are basically saying the environment is so much more friendlier over there. There's a lot less BS going on there. There's a lot less politics. They have more creative free will over there to do their things. And it's been a nice change for them, apparently. So what this is reminding me of is back in WCW days when they were around 1998, 99, when they started becoming big with the NWO stuff. And, you know, that's kind of what this is reminding me of a little bit, this competition now suddenly. And
yeah, there is.
The good news is they're not conflicting with each other on any same nights. So you have your choice of what you want to watch any night of the week at this point.
That's pretty good. I'll definitely have to check that. Does AEW have any pay-per-views?
They do. They just had one recently, actually. It was okay. You might not know some of the names like when you look at it, but their pay-per-views are their actual pay-per-views you have to pay for. So it's not like something you can watch on Peacock like you can with WWE, which had SummerSlam last night.
Right.
But it's still a very interesting situation because, you know, these guys have such creative freedom. You'll see new guys on there too. Names like Kenny Omega, who is very big internationally. He was thinking about going WWE first, but AEW snatched him up. And then, you know, Matt Hardy's there too. You know Matt Hardy. You've met Matt Hardy, so
yeah.
He's there too. He's doing his thing. Jeff Hardy's in WWE though, so you know it's quite interesting to see that's happening. I'd be curious to see what happens in the future in a couple of years with WWE because there's rumor about them entertaining offers for buying them out. Because what they did is their whole NXT division that they had, they released a bunch of wrestlers, and Triple H was head of that. And wow. I don't know. Yeah. And Triple H is like very upset because they basically blame him for failure of NXT because they were going head to head with AEW for almost a year and they couldn't get the ratings. So yeah, it's very interesting. But check them out on Wednesday night. I'll send you a video of CM Punk's debut. You're going to be like, whoa, that's like,
do crazy. They have any women wrestlers?
Oh, yeah, totally. So I don't know. Is there anyone that you know that you would know women wrestler? No, their biggest star is Britt Baker. She's from Pittsburgh. She was supposed to be in WWE, but they let her go. And then she came on and she, the fans love her. She's improved so much over the years too. I'm trying to think if there's Vicky Guerrero's there as a manager. I don't necessarily think there's anybody that you would know on the women's side. They have a transvestite. Is she transvestite? I don't know. I don't want to call it transvestite. Well, you know, it's a man that became a woman. I guess I don't know if that's considered transvestite, right? Transgender. Sorry, yeah, transgender is the right word for it. Nyla Rose. She is part of the women's division. They also have a local person, Layla Hirsch, who actually lives in Hillsborough, New Jersey.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And she's a really good wrestler, cool. too. She's very short, though. She's a really good wrestler. And the woman ref, Aubrey Edwards as well. And she does a lot of, she referees all of Chris Jericho's matches pretty much.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay. I'll have to check it out. Yeah, definitely. We'll,
yeah. Look, what this is kind of reminding me of is a kind of like a combination of like, I don't know, maybe this is reminding me of old school TNA Impact Wrestling. Like the one that you saw a few years ago, almost, right? When you went
is that one girl in it? The one I met, what's her name? I can't think of her name. She's like, I think her boyfriend, or I think it was her boyfriend, was like the ring announcer or something like that. Oh, I can't think of her name. Wow, can't think. She was pretty. She was pretty popular. I can't. Was it Madison something? Or?
Oh, Madison Rayne.
Yeah, it was Madison
Rayne. No, she's not wrestling anymore, as far as I know. Yeah,
she's done.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe she came back. I have to check it out. I don't know what she's doing now.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything about her. Because I do follow. She was part of the, I believe she was part of the Beautiful People with TNA, and I follow Velvet Sky actually, and Velvet's she's funny. She's Bubba Ray Dudley's girlfriend. She's a funny girl. But I haven't seen anything at all about Madison Rayne. So, yeah. But yeah, check out. I mean, yeah, you won't recognize any women wrestler, but some of them are really good, and like some of them are okay. Like you're like, I don't know about that one, but like some of them are really good, and like I wish they would showcase them a little bit more. But that's okay. You know, you have maybe one or two women's matches on a 2-hour right. show. It's kind of hard. But the flow of the show is so much better than you know, WWE shows that give you like a 2-minute match and then commercial and then another 7 minutes and then commercial and then 15-minute promo. Here you're just basically getting wrestling, and that's it. And you know, and it flows perfectly. And they these guys showcase their talent a lot. So yeah. I'll send you a couple things just so you can understand. You know, Jon Moxley is obviously the big guy that you'll probably remember. Some of the guys on the Fight Game Media Group actually know him personally, which is interesting, because he's been on a few interviews with them, which I've been able to hear. But he doesn't really talk about wrestling too much. He talks about other things. Yeah, but you know, Jim Ross is an announcer there, so you know who Jim Ross is, obviously.
sure, yeah.
So you'll be familiar with some of these folks. Some of them you won't be familiar with, but. You know, it's an interesting, I'll send you kind of like a couple of clips here and there. You'd be like, wow, it's really cool. But yeah, wait, just watch out for them in the next couple of months. They're going to take off even more. And I think that's the plan right now. Tony Khan has something special right now, and he's basically giving the fans what they want, which is not what WWE is doing, but I think they're going to take note and really try again. So it's going to be good competition in the next couple of years, I think.
That's really good. I was just looking up Impact Wrestling is still available, huh? That's where Madison Rayne is.
Yeah. Oh, is she still there? Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah,
Impact Wrestling is still there. They are they're okay, they're getting better. Impact Wrestling and AEW Wrestling, by the way, have a relationship. Actually, Impact is also owned by Tony Khan.
Okay. Interesting.
So he basically bought it out, and they basically sort of went hand in hand and said, okay, well, we're going to have cross promotional stuff happen every once in a while. Usually not that big. Christian, who you know, just came back. Right. Christian Cage, he just came back. He came back to AEW, but then he won the Impact and TNA World title on an AEW pay per view. And now he's a champion over there, the world champion over there at TNA.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Really? Wow.
So
that's right. Right. No, the guy I was thinking about was Josh Matthews. Remember him?
Oh, yeah, Josh Matthews. Yeah.
He's married to Madison Rayne.
Josh Matthews, I believe, I think Josh Matthews is an AEW now that I'm thinking about this.
He was WWE, wasn't he?
He was WWE, I believe. I believe Josh Matthews is one of the I think he's one of the commentators or ring announcers. I have to see. I don't remember where he's at now. Hold on. The former top guy, the last 20 year announcing interview, Jose Maria. I don't know. No one's really. Oh yeah, he's still there. Oh no, he's not there. He's not an Impact anymore. I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting. They're showing him. I know he is still an Impact. Okay, all right. AJ, I just wasn't sure because I'm seeing stuff on here, and I'm like, I'm like, it doesn't show him doing anything right now. Yeah, he's actually he's married to Madison right now. So
as I said, he's married to Matt. Yeah,
he is married to her. So okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, he's announcing. Okay, I didn't know he was still announcing. Interesting. Yeah, but anyway, I just figured I'd throw the wrestling thing out there because I haven't talked about it for a while, and I knew.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I know you like to watch every once in a while with me, and we get together for the Rumble or something like that, or WrestleMania.
I do, yeah.
Right, and yeah. Then we haven't really done that, but you know, now there's something else out there that's really fun, and you know, AEW.
Yeah, no. Glad
AEW
you brought
doesn't
it up.
AEW does not do pay per views every month. I think they do it like every 3 months or something like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have one coming out, All Out, where CM Punk's having his first match back ever against this guy called Darby Allin. Sting, as you know, Sting and Darby Allin. Sting is there in AEW as well. So,
yeah, that's definitely,
yeah, anyway.
Definitely good to hear about that. Yeah, because
I'll send you.
I have not been following it, but yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, cool. All right. I have nothing else to add today. And you have, unless you have something else to add today.
I do not. No, I think we've hit everything. So even the Little League World Series, right?
Even the Little League World Series, yes, which is funny. Yep. At least we didn't make that the focus of a podcast. But
No, we cover all sports at all ages.
All right, man.
I do not cover local T-ball, though. I'm sorry. I haven't been able to check that out lately. I haven't gotten Brielle into that yet. So,
are you planning to bring her into T-ball? Is that what you're planning to do?
I would like to. Yes. Yeah, I'm actually.
I want her to be into it.
Well, she's going to go to a camp to learn sports. I'm sending her to that in September. So,
word of advice: let her choose her own sport.
Yeah.
If she's even into sports, if she's not. No loss, right?
She watches the Yankees with me on the couch for a few minutes and watch. She likes it. So, cool. Yeah, she's getting into it more and more. So, we'll see. I'm not forcing her, whatever she wants to do. She does want to go to a ball game soon, but who knows with the way things are.
Hey,
so.
We were texting about that last night. You know how it is.
You know, now it's tough. Yeah, it's a difficult thing. She liked the Scooby-Doo doll I showed her, though. She wanted to get that, but. I said it was going to get rained out anyway. Can't go to that, Brielle.
Well, we'll see. Now they might move that over, so maybe there might be another day. So.
Yeah, you never know. Well, I think it's going to be a Monday, September 13th. But yeah.
Monday stinks. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so that's all right, though. But that's what eBay's for. So. Yeah,
exactly. All right, Bob. Well,
all right,
I'm going to end it here. This does get uploaded to Spotify, and I've been noticing it's been getting uploaded to Spotify almost a day later. So it's like... Yeah, so anyone that is doing this, you know, you're going to find us mostly on Podbean, I think, out of any place. You get the web link that I send you guys. You just click on that. You can listen right from your web browsers. It's just fine. Otherwise, you have to listen on your Podbean app. We'll show up on Spotify eventually. We are getting some listeners on Spotify, and I actually have two subscribers that I didn't even know I had on there. So
good.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Got where else? We're obviously, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I post all the stuff on there for anyone to look at. And yeah, and get the word out there for this podcast, Bob. If you want to get to anyone that you talk to outside of your own home,
yep.
Because you know, if they want to listen, they got some good sports stuff from both of us, I think. So,
absolutely.
All right, cool, man. Bob, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Goodbye to everybody.
All right, take care, everyone.
Take care. Talk to you later.
Later. Bye-bye.